This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 10, 2017. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, in heading up a nuclear non-proliferation think tank in Washington, D.C., former 6th District Congressman John Tierney stands on the front lines of President Donald Trump's blunderbuss pronouncements at North Korea. I'm reading from Ethan Foreman now in the Salem News. Statements some fear could lead to a nuclear showdown or a show of empty rhetoric. John McCain, check it. Tierney is quoted as saying, you should think about this. John McCain was right on the money. The leader of the United States should not be spouting off like this, Tierney is quoted as saying. Tierney works as the executive director of a nonpartisan nonprofit Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation that seeks to reduce nuclear weapons arsenals, halt the spread of nuclear weapons, and minimize the risk of war by educating the public and policymakers. More on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, in 2016, North Shore Medical Center officials went before a state board seeking approval for a $180 million expansion at Salem Hospital that would coincide with the closing of Union Hospital in Lynn. The Massachusetts Public Health Council approved the plan, agreeing that it would help compensate for shutting down Lynn's last remaining hospital. On Wednesday, hospital officials were back in front of the same board with a different message. There is still a need for more beds, just not as many. Not everyone on the Massachusetts Public Health Council bought into that story, but in the end, the board voted 6-2 at a meeting in Boston to approve the scaled-down expansion requested by North Shore Medical Center. The project, which is underway, will still include a new three-story building and a renovation of the former Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital on the Salem campus. But North Shore Medical Center has reduced the number of new beds from 168 to 122, scratched a plan for a new lobby and entrance, and cut the price of the project from $180 million to $168 million. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on AdamLive.com, a bowling alley owner in Lynn is suing the city for not choosing his site to be a medical marijuana clinic. Former City Councilor Paul Crowley, trustee of the Lynnway Sports Center, filed suit in Salem Superior Court last week. The four-page complaint names each of the city councilors and the Massachusetts Patient Foundation of Newton. In the suit, Crowley alleges the council erred because they failed to provide notice of last summer's public hearing and because the 11-member panel lacked authority to grant a special permit. The complaint is quoted as saying the decision of the city council is arbitrary, capricious, and otherwise contrary to law. Crowley was one of four medical marijuana companies that filed plans last year to open this clinic in the city. Under his proposal, the 81-year-old Candlepin Bowling Alley at 497 Lynnway would have become a pot dispensary operated by the East Boston-based New England Patient Network. But in July, the City Council selected the Massachusetts Patient Foundation's proposal for a shop at 487 to 491 Lynnway in the Cooper Lewis Building and Old World Remedies of Marblehead's proposal to open on Western Avenue. Lynn City Solicitor Michael Berry said they plan to defend the City Council selection process vigorously. More on this story written in itemlive.com today, story written by Thomas Grillo. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, a barrage of requests to reserve parking spaces in Rockport has driven Police Chief John Horvath to seek the creation of an official policy in order to have a concise procedure to follow. He's quoted as saying, there's really no process. That's really why I think it's very important for the town to develop some type of policy. The rate to reserve a parking space is $20 for a single meter and $40 for a double meter for a full day. Sergeant James Hurst is quoted as saying, it's nonstop people trying to reserve parking downtown. Hurst fills the role of parking supervisor and said the most recent requests made to reserve parking include two made Tuesday morning. The fireworks committee asked for four spaces on Main Street for Illumination Night this Saturday, August 12th, and 8 to 12 parking spaces were requested on Eden Road for a private function. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.